Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Mimalef. The Gemara in the middle of Amud Aleph brings that Rav Nachman, Rav Avram, and Rav Yitzchak said, "Filu man domar odom oyser dova sheina shaloi." Even if one could cause the behemoth of his friend to be avodah zara, hani mili kusi, aval yisrael letziuri kamechaven. That's only by a goy, but a Jew, we say tziuri kamechaven. He didn't actually want to do avodah zara. He's only going to cause some annoyance to his friend. So he's telling his friend, "I'm making avodah zara," but he doesn't really mean it. The Chelkas Yoyev Yeshua Weingarten has a famous kuntres called Kava de Kasheso, which has 103 questions in Lumdis in Shas. The gematria of the word Kava, Kuf Beis Aleph. So his 49th question, he asked the following thing in our sugya. We say over here that one, when he says that the behemoth is of a desaro, he doesn't really mean it, he just wants to be mitzar his friend. But once his friend knows that what he says is not effective, because we assume in Litzur Kamechavin, so then he will not upset his friend. So now probably he means it truthfully. So once you say that, he actually means to make every desire, so he is upsetting his friend, so then he doesn't have to mean it. So it's basically an infinite loop. It goes back again and again. If the friend knows that he doesn't actually mean it, so then he won't be mitzar. So then he really means it, then because mitzar, so then he doesn't really mean it. And he adds that this concept of an endless loop is something which is brought down the Yerushalmi and Yevomis Perek Tzvav Alocha Zayin. The Mishnah there says, "Ahish Shalocha Yu Bailu B'Di Asayam." A woman went to B'Di Asayam with her husband. She comes back and says, "My husband died. Tinosa V'Titok Tivosa." You believe her. V'Tzarosa Asuro. Tzarosa means if there's another wife in the house, she's Asur. Why? Because you're choishesh that maybe she's trying to sabotage your tzara. So she's saying that her husband died, so her tzara will get me married, and then we'll find out that the husband is alive, and she'll have to be divorced from both. So says the Gemara Yerushalmi, she said, if that's what we're thinking, so now when she said her husband died, she may want to hurt herself in order to be able to hurt her tzara. So she should not be near menace on herself either. Says the Yerushalmi, but once she finds out that she's not effective with her edus, so now she actually says the truth, and you could believe her. But once she's saying the truth, but once you do trust her, so now she will use the trust that you have in her to ruin it for its sorrow and say a sheker. So it's a never-ending loop again and again. Do you trust her? You don't trust her. You trust her. You don't trust her. And the Gemara concludes and says, "Amar Avilo chizeres lekil kol harishoyin chashu dekal kol atzma kedekal kol tzoros." At the end of the day, you go to chumro and you say she's not trust. You don't trust her at all. So says the Chelkas Yoyev. So by us, when you have the endless loops, you should go to Chumrah and you should say that you choishesh this animal is avodah zarah. And I in the Sefer Minchas Elazar, Chelek Aleph Siman Mem Beis, he also brings this concept of the never-ending loop. And he speaks about the following. The Rambam says that a woman who says she's zin sobirotzah, and she goes to her husband and says, "I did znos," she's not nemenes, because maybe she wants her husband to divorce her so she can go marry somebody else. So ask the Shara Melech, but she's going to lose her ksuva if she did zinus berotzon. So why are you choishes that she's lying? She will not lie and lose her ksuva. So if she's still saying it, al karchacho, that she's saying the truth. We're not choishes, maybe she wants to marry somebody else. So the shoyel in Chazalaza says, but why don't you give her the ksuva in order to encourage her to say the truth? Why are you saying that when you say that you take away the ksuva? If you want to encourage one to say the truth, to give her the ksuva if she says she's zinus berotzon. So says the Michas Elazar, here you have the endless loop. Because if you give her the ksuvo, so then there's no raya that she's saying the truth. So you have to take away the ksuvo to know that she's saying the truth. But once you take away the ksuvo because you know she's saying the truth, now you should give her the ksuvo to encourage her to say the truth. So Emilia says you have to go to Chumrah, and he brings this Yerushalmi. The endless loop tells you to go to Chumrah. That's the shayla of the Kaveh the Kasheso of the Chelkas Yoyev. So the few answers to this question are sugya, just will say them in short. One is, the Chelkas Yoyev himself says that really the one person is Sheikhet Avodah Zarah, even though you don't believe in, you still Tzuruka Mechavin, the behemoth still becomes Asur. So if it doesn't become Asur Be'anah, but it's still Asur Be'achilo. So if so, he is a successful in being Mitzar, the Jew. So therefore, we can come to the middle ground. We trust he's Mitzar because he has a success by the fact that he makes the animal not royal Achilo. To Marasham in that story, Yeridir Simandal, he says that the fact that Odom Oyser Dovashen Shiloh is not Midoraisa, it's only Midorabon. So it's only a chumra derabanan. So therefore, if I have any reason to come and say why you don't say, why you should not work, so we say it does not work. Even though you do have an endless loop, they will come back to the question that if he knows that it's not successful, so then he's not going to be mitzvah. But because there's some svar over here, so Rabbanan says that it does not cause the animal to be osur. And in the Sefer Kava de Nichuso, which is coming to answer the questions of the Kava de Kashaso, he says it's very pashat. You know what it means, that Tzurika Bechavin? If someone sees his fellow Jew trying to do something that hurts him, even if he's not successful, it's still painful. Why is my friend trying to hurt me, even though he's not successful? So he was successful in annoying and upsetting his friend by giving him tzar, seeing that somebody wants to come to sabotage what he has. But there's a fascinating concept of the endless or the infinite loop that we have in halacha. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.